Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on making your snare snap harder while keeping that dusty VHS rave color that fits so well in jungle, old school DNB, and breakbeat heavy rave music. The vibe we're aiming for is simple, sharp, punchy, a little crunchy, bright enough to cut through fast breaks but still warm and nostalgic. Not sterile, not polished to death. We want a snare that feels like it belongs on a worn tape from a warehouse rave, while still hitting hard at 170 BPM. Now, before we touch any effects, let's start with the most important part, the source sound. A great snare begins with a great sample. In this style, that could be the 909 style snare, a snare from an Amen or Think break, a layered break hit, or an old rave one shot with some attitude already in it. You do not need the perfect sample right away, but you do want something with personality. If the source is dead and flat, you'll spend all your time trying to force life into it. If it already has a bit of edge, your processing will just bring it forward. In Ableton Live 12, the easiest beginner workflow is to put your snare into a drum rack that lets you layer and compare sounds really quickly. You can also use simpler if you're working with one sample, but for this lesson, think in terms of a snare group made from two parts, body and snap. The body is the low mid weight. It gives the snare its solid center. The snap is the top end attack, the little crack that makes the snare leap out of the speakers. In jungle and old school DNB, these two roles matter a lot. A snare often feels huge not because it's one massive sound, but because the body and the snap are doing different jobs really well. So let's build that split. First, choose one snare for body and one for snap. The body snare should have some thickness, maybe a bit of boxiness or thump. The snap layer should be short and sharp, with a strong transient and some energy in the upper mids. Put them on separate drum rack pads, or duplicate the chain so you can control them independently. Trigger them together with the same MIDI note as a starting point. Keep the body a little louder than the snap, but not by much. You want the snap to be obvious. A good balance might be the body peaking around -6 to -10 dB, and the snap around -8 to -12 dB. Don't worry about exact numbers too much. Just use your ears and aim for contrast. The body gives mass, the snap gives bite. Now let's shape the sound with EQ8. On the body layer, start by high passing around 90 to 140 Hz. That removes unnecessary low rumble. Then look at the muddy area around 250 to 500 Hz. If the snare sounds cloudy or boxed in, make a gentle cut there. You can also check around 180 to 220 Hz if the snare needs a little more punch. Small moves go a long way here. In this style, you usually want some mids to stay alive. Don't overclean it. On the snap layer, high pass higher, maybe around 300 to 600 Hz, so you're really leaving space for attack and removing low clutter. If the snap is harsh, you can dip a little around 3 to 5 kHz. If it needs more presence, try a small boost around 6 to 8 kHz. But again, think small. Jungle snares often sound exciting because they're a little rough around the edges, not because they're perfectly ecked into modern pop smoothness. Next, let's add some saturation. This is where the VHS rave color starts to show up. A great beginner-friendly choice is Ableton's saturator. Put it after EQ and add a few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start. Turn on soft clip, then match the output so you're comparing fairly. This is important. Saturation often sounds better just because it gets louder, so keep your levels matched when you judge it. If you want a more obvious drum character, Drum Bus is fantastic for this style. It can give you more weight, more transient punch, and a bit of crunchy attitude. Try a little drive, and then add transient if you want the snare to hit harder. For snare work, keep boom low or off. We're not trying to turn the snare into a kick. We're trying to give it a sharper front edge and a denser feel. Here's a useful teacher tip. Think contrast, not just more. In jungle, a snare often works because it's sharper than the kick, but still grimy enough to sit inside the break. If you just keep adding brightness and drive, you can flatten that contrast and the snare loses its personality. So ask yourself, does this make the hit clearer or just louder and harsher? If the snare still feels too soft, this is where transient shaping comes in. Drum Bus Transient can help a lot. Increase it slowly and listen for the point where the snare gets more crack without turning into a clicky mess. If you're using simpler, you can also shorten the decay. Trim the sample start if needed, or just pick a snappier source. Sometimes the fix is not more processing, it's a better sample choice. Now let's give the snare some space, but only a little. Old school DNB snares often have a sense of room, but not a huge washed out reverb. We want a short, dark, Warehouse style ambience. A good approach is to use a return track with reverb or hybrid reverb, rather than placing reverb directly on the snare. That way, the dry hit stays punchy and the space sits behind it. Try a decay between about 0.4 and 1 second. Add a short pre-delay, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds. Cut the lows in the reverb, maybe above 200 to 400 Hz, and tame the highs if the tail gets too shiny. Then send just a small amount of snare to it. You should feel the room more than hear an obvious reverb effect. This is one of the key vibes for VHS rave color. A little short, slightly dark room can make the snare feel like it was recorded in a smoky club or bounced off a warehouse wall. That's the magic. If you want extra bite, a parallel chain is a great move. Duplicate the snare or create an audio effect rack, then build a more aggressive path underneath the main sound. On that parallel chain, try EQ8 with a high pass around 500 Hz, then saturator with a little more drive, maybe 6 to 10 dB, and then a compressor with a fast attack and medium release. Blend that chain in quietly. You're not trying to make a second snare. You're just sneaking an extra edge. Another really important beginner tip. Check the snare in the full beat, not only in solo. A snare that sounds massive by itself can disappear once the break, hats, bass, and other percussion come in. In jungle and breakbeat DNB, the snare has to work with the break, not against it. Let the break speak first, then let your added snare support and sharpen the groove. If you're layering on top of an amen or another classic break, don't make every snare identical and rigid. Use velocity changes in your MIDI clips so repeated hits feel more human. Even small velocity differences can make a loop breathe. You can also vary some ghost hits or accent hits so the groove doesn't feel machine stamped. Jungle often feels alive because it's slightly unpredictable. Now for a bit of old school character. If you want that worn tape vibe, you can use light degradation tools like Redux, vinyl distortion, or erosion. The key is subtlety. Use them lightly, preferably on a parallel chain, so they add grit without destroying the hit. A tiny bit of mechanical noise, a little sample rate crunch, or a whisper of upper texture can make the snare feel more like an old dubplate or a dusty rave recording. But if it starts sounding damaged, you've gone too far. A great sound design trick is to resample the snare after processing. In Ableton, you can play the snare through your chain, record the result onto a new audio track, trim the best hit, and then use that as a fresh one-shot. That printed feel can be really nice for this style. It makes the snare feel committed, like it belongs to the track instead of sitting on top of it. Here's another small detail that matters a lot: timing. In a classic jungle groove, not everything needs to be perfectly rigid. Main backbeat should stay solid, but some ghost hits or accent layers can be nudged a few milliseconds early or late for feel. That tiny looseness can make the rhythm feel more human and less clinical. Let's quickly talk about what to avoid. Don't over-EQ the snare into weakness. If you cut too much, it becomes thin and lifeless. Don't drown it in reverb, because that will blur the groove and kill the impact. Don't overdo distortion, because you can lose the attack that makes the snare snap. And don't judge it only in solo. The real test is always in the full breakbeat and bass context. Now let's put it all together as a simple beginner chain. Start with a good snare sample. Split it into body and snap layers. Use EQ8 to clean up each layer just enough. Add saturator or drum bus for density and transient punch. Send a little signal to a short reverb return. If needed, add a parallel chain for extra bite. Then test it in the beat, and make sure it still cuts through at around 160 to 174 BPM. If you want to go one step further, build three snare versions. Make one clean and punchy for the main groove. Make one dirtier, a little shorter, and slightly more degraded for variation. And make one more dramatic version, with extra transient and a touch more reverb for fills or transitions. That gives you a proper little snare system instead of one static sample, which is much more useful in real jungle production. So, final recap. To get that snare snap with VHS Rave Color in Ableton Live 12, start with a strong source, split body and snap, shape with EQ8, add saturation or drum bus, use a short room for space, optionally build a parallel bite chain, and add subtle degradation for old school flavor. Keep checking it inside the full breakbeat, and always aim for balance. Hard-hitting enough for DNB, gritty enough for the tape-worn rave vibe. That's the sound. Sharp, dusty, and alive. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter studio-friendly narration, a lesson with timestamps, or a more energetic voiceover version for an AI presenter.